This hour of Columbia's Morning News is brought to you by Zero Res. Zero Res, the right way to clean.
8:14 now. Good morning. It's Wednesday, February the 12th. Gary David, Christopher Thompson in Columbia's Morning News. Joined now in studio by my old friend Frank Knapp, the president, the CEO of the SC Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, man. You're a booming voice today, man. I got
to
turn your
mic. Well, I'm trying to match you.
Not this morning. It won't take a whole lot. Late night for me last night, brother.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, well, I was good at the Kiss Rock and Roll show. You were studying these bids for Santee Cooper.
And the sad part is, I actually was.
somehow I knew that would be the case. let's break this thing down now, because this is something you've been calling for a long time. You've been on the forefront. Of course, everybody knows the governor has, you know, been wanting to sell this state-owned utility now for quite some time. So the bids came in. Again, to reiterate, the Department of Transportation was tasked with finding bidders, and they were in different categories. So tell us how that worked.
It was the Department of Administration.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got transportation on your mind.
Yeah,
we were
talking about them last time. Yeah.
So it was the Department of Administration.
You have an inn over there that I can talk to? six-figure jobs over there.
You're too old
man.
To go over to state. anyways.
Too old for everything. So Department of Administration.
That's it. They were looking at three options. The General Assembly asked them to look at three options for what to do with Santee Cooper, our state-owned utility that's, you know, ran up $4 billion of debt for the nuclear project that was a debacle, mm-hmm. and had another couple $1 billion on top of that in debt. So they were supposed to take bids for an entity to purchase Santee Cooper, one to manage Santee Cooper, and they gave Santee Cooper an opportunity to put in a reform plan of their own, how mm-hmm. they were going to be doing better in the future.
So the way this worked was they didn't give them, okay, here are a number of bidders to buy. They narrowed it down to one.
That's it. That was their task. They were to give a recommendation to the General Assembly for what is the best offer to buy, what is the best offer to manage, and what do they think about the reform plan put out by Santee Cooper. So that's where we are. That all came out yesterday.
Right. So let's start with the offer to buy.
So what they selected for the entity to purchase Santee Cooper was Next Era. Next Era doesn't have a footprint right now in South Carolina, but they are a national company. They produce a lot of solar energy and four other utilities across the country. They're
bigger than Dominion, right?
Well, they're bigger than Dominion. They own Florida Power and Light. And so they have quite experience in utilities. And so the offer basically, from our point of view, the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce is what we've been calling for now for a year. They've offered to absorb all the nuclear debt. Right now it's around $3.6 billion. Mm-hmm. And to pay also any costs associated with retiring that debt early. And another $1 billion to pay back the ratepayer for everything they've put into the
it's a refund. Customers
okay, it's a refund on what their increase had been to pay for that nuclear debacle. So that is the essential part of what Next Era is offering to do.
Didn't they also offer to pay back the cost incurred by the state?
They were going to kick in $15 million to offset the cost of the state for actually doing this process.
Oh, those are all the pros. Any cons here?
Well, the only one con that we see, but it's a fact of life in business today, is that they're going to want to reduce the staffing for all of Santee Cooper's efforts out there by about 700 people. But that includes all the people working at the coal plants that Santee Cooper has. They have one down down in Georgetown. They have one in Dorchester, Berkeley area. So all that is going to go away. That mm-hmm. is the plan, to close Winya quickly and to then phase out rather quickly the other coal plant.
But that's a pretty sizable proportion of the current staff, like 40%, I think?
I honestly don't know how many. I mean, it could be 200 to 300 people that will lose their job. But that's going to happen anyways. Even Santee Cooper said they will eventually let those people go.
Well, when Dominion took over Scana, they let go. I mean,
about 600 people, my understanding, left Scana when Dominion took them over.
We've come to expect that in the corporate world.
This is the way business works.
That's the big negative right now. The state is going to be, you're going to lay off all these people. They got to hear from a lot of these people.
They are going to have some pushback from the Berkeley County area.
Right, so now you got the offer to manage.
So they selected Dominion Energy, and we all know Dominion because of the people who bought SCE&G. Mm-hmm. And Dominion's plan is say that, yes, they will help manage Santee Cooper, not replace the board of Santee Cooper. That was part of the whole fiasco of that nuclear plant.
Right.
But to put three key people into the management structure hierarchy of Santee Cooper, and maybe even put their own person in as CEO. And that's what they're going to propose as managing Santee Cooper. That is basically the plan for Dominion to how to help Santee Cooper.
I personally don't see the advantage in that, but that's just me.
Well, I guess what they're saying is Dominion has such experience in running utilities that they will be able to have cost efficiencies and change procedures, so they'll squeeze out savings. And Santee Cooper, their projections that are maybe a little suspicious, say that over the next 20 years, they can save $2.3 billion through these cost-saving measures and closing the coal plants. But the bottom line is, who is going to pay that nuclear debt? It's still going to be the customers of Santee Cooper under this Dominion management plan.
And it would be the same way if under the reform plan from Santee Cooper.
So that's what Santee Cooper says. Yeah, we're gonna accelerate the payments for paying down the debt, but the ratepayer is still gonna pay down the debt. So either the reform plan that Santee Cooper has put forward, or allowing Dominion to quote unquote manage Santee Cooper, still requires the Santee Cooper direct customers and all the electric co-ops in this state.
2 million people, right? 2 million.
A total about 2 million ratepayers are going to have to pay that nuclear debt and all the other bond that Santee Cooper has.
So, to the consumer, this seems like a no-brainer.
Well, from a business point of view, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you have an entity coming in here that's reputable. They have a fine reputation. They got a great track record of doing what they say they're going to do. And they're going to say, we're going to take away all that nuclear debt and some other debt that the ratepayer will never have to pay that. And some people will say, well, of course they're going to pay for it. No. Remember when we sold SE&G, was bought by Dominion, of the $5 billion nuclear debt, $2.75 was removed from the ratepayer. That the SE&G ratepayer will never pay that $2.75 billion of that debt. So it can be done. It's demonstrated it can be done. And next era is a large utility, and they are going to have to. They were willing to absorb it for the long term.
Okay, now see, to me this is a logical choice. But then again, I don't have a position over at the State House. So where do you see the legislators coming down here on this?
Well,
what's your feeling? What's your gut?
I think that the General Assembly will do their due diligence. They will examine all three proposals closely. I think that most of them are inclined to sell Santee Cooper and get the state out of the electric generation business, and have that debt removed from the ratepayers.
Will they get it done in this session? I mean, we got three months left in the session? Give or take?
That's what the task is, to get it done, hopefully by the end of the session.
Right. So from your perspective as the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, sell.
We think that is where we must go if we really care about protecting those ratepayers from paying back any of that nuclear debt that unfortunately went to digging a hole in the ground, putting steel and concrete in it.
Okay, we'll look for the op-ed to show up from you soon. I know.
We will make an effort to try to educate the public on these three offers. So thanks. I appreciate the opportunity to come in today.
All right, Frank. Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.